This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Today is a historic day for high school sports in Kentucky. For the first time ever, the Kentucky High School Athletic Association is hosting a state championship for bowling. Over the next 2 days, students from across the state will compete at the Executive Strike and Spare in Louisville. Brenna Angel reports on what having bowling recognized as an officially sanctioned sport means to players and coaches.
This practice is for y'all. Y'all have extended your season as far as you can go.
Coach Tom Doyle went over some last-minute details with the Scott County High School bowling team earlier this week. It's the end of the inaugural bowling season under the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, and the team is preparing for the first state championship. But the Cardinals are not new to bowling competition. Doyle helped form a club team at Scott County 7 years ago.
It's a big game of eye, hand, foot coordination. You want to walk and swing the ball at the same time, come to the line in a repetitive motion while keeping your balance.
Doyle's two daughters are on the bowling team, and he volunteered to coach alongside another parent. High school bowling is pretty well established in some parts of the state, but now that it's sanctioned by the KHSAA, around 80 schools have teams.
When it was a club sport, it was run by the Bowling Proprietors Association, which was bowling owners that owned bowling centers, and they knew the game of bowling. The KHSA, a lot of them are learning the sport and the intricacies of it, and then the extra paperwork involved with it being a KHSA sport has made it just a little more difficult to operate.
One of the top players for Scott County is 17-year-old Casey Dunn. The senior captain has been bowling since she was 6 years old.
My dad brought me to the bowling alley one night, and I just fell in love with it.
Casey placed second in last week's regional tournament and will continue bowling in college on a scholarship from Northern Kentucky University. She says when you're trying to throw a strike and all eyes are on you, the pressure in bowling can be just as intense as batting in the ninth inning of a baseball game or shooting free throws in basketball.
I like the competition. It gets to you sometimes, but, I mean, it's so much fun. Nothing else like it.
One of the challenges in getting more schools to sponsor bowling teams is accessibility. Because the bowling alley in Georgetown recently shut down, Scott County practices at the Joyland Bowling Alley in North Lexington. Although songs like Party Rock and Teach Me How to Dougie are playing in the background, senior Brandon Hatton says the game is serious.
People are always just like, bowling, you bowl? And you think bowling people, you know, coming out on Friday night and bowling, but I'm like, yeah, you know, we got a high school bowling team. I bowl all the time, you know, year-round.
Brandon gave up baseball so he could spend more time knocking down pins. As more schools decide to offer bowling, players hope respect of the game will grow as well.
You got to change balls certain times, or, you know, the lane carries down or dries, and it's a lot of math in your head, you know. It's really a lot that more people think. You know, just think we're up here throwing balls, but we're actually, every time we get up an approach, it's a serious shot. You know, we got to know what we're doing before we even throw the ball.
Scott County coach Tom Doyle feels confident that his players will have a strong showing at the state tournament. Team champions will be crowned Thursday, and players will compete for individual titles on Friday. The Cardinals hope to take home some hardware, something they can sit proudly in the trophy case, not at a bowling alley, but at their high school. Brenna Angel, WUKY News.